LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the smelliest part of downtown Las Vegas, it's going to be time soon for the greatest internet radio show ever, just as soon as we crack a window. Rock!
Dude, I can't yell rock.
Do not exhale, inhale, anything.
It means I have to breathe in. Yeah, you dropped a rock in your pants. Holy cow.
Oh, I warned everybody, too. I'm like, oh, it's going to be bad tonight.
You know, maybe I will go over there and sit with Scrappy. Oh,
it will follow.
That's horrible.
Yes, it is. But man, nice. When I have gas... Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, you're a winner there.
I could see Murph is sitting there, like, kind of going like this.
He's trying not to retch.
Like, he tasted it before he smelt it. I felt bad.
Yeah, it had definitely a nougaty buffet, or bouquet, if you will. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. I hope most of you know what that means. If not, let me inform you. It's time for Spankwagon Radio, where you can find us online at spankwagon.net.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Scrappy. Or Billy Bob. One of the two this week. Billy Bob. You're the one who called me that.
Did I? Oh, yeah, for your farmer's tan.
Yeah.
All right, for everybody out there, get us online. As a matter of fact, if you're a live listener, and we know most of you aren't.
What, we got some undead listeners out there?
We have some dude! Okay, first up.
We've got the zombie Jesus!
Let's talk about Jwar, okay? Jwar, who is in the chat room, it's almost what? 3 in the morning? 2 in the morning there? By the time he's done listening, its sun's already coming up, and yeah, he might as well be a zombie. You know, just considering
the time. Oh, there's
nothing
better than listening to Spankwagon, watching the sunrise.
Touching yourself in an inappropriate manner.
Chocolate-covered cherries, little red wine, some crazy, dirty, fucking.
I love this. She's 21 for, like, what, 15 whole minutes, and she's already talking about alcohol and fucking.
Ah!
How much drunken sex have you had since
Wednesday? I haven't had any drunken sex.
Wow, what kind of failure are you?
I have been studying for finals. I have not been drunk since I've been 21.
Do you want to tell the wall story?
What?
You want to tell the wall story?
The wall?
Someone drove into a wall.
Nice. I was not drunk.
Well, that makes it even funnier.
I didn't drive into a wall.
What'd you drive into?
I tapped a wall with the front of my car.
She tapped that ass.
You can't even tell that I did it.
To the wall or the car?
Fucked up my car.
Oh, okay.
So, no, you can't tell. I just barely tapped it, but fastly, more fastly than usual.
Wait. You can't just say tapped it and fastly.
Yeah.
First off, fastly. Wonderful English.
I tapped
it. It's more gooder.
More gooder. We won't talk about
as
that.
As we go ahead and make this show weller than the rest.
My brother's wanting to buy my car, so how about we keep that off the air?
You're too late.
That's good to know. Your brother's a dumbass. All right, guys, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Hey, is there any damage? Duct tape. No, this is the new feature.
No, whiteout.
Speed tape.
Whiteout.
Spankwagon.net. You'll find us here every week. You can always email us, radio@spankwagon.net. We've got the chat room. We've got the live cam, video and audio up and running. And, of course, there is our toll-free number. Scrappy, what's that number?
1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Now say it with a little more conviction.
1-866 LV rocks.
Now say it like you've got a cock in your ass.
Oh, ass.
Oh, I was about to say. I don't know how I would say a phone number or why I would say a phone number with a cock in my ass. Why don't you? Never mind.
Kind of a strange fetish. Well, okay, Mr. One Knuckle, go ahead. Go for it.
Hey, again, it's only gay if you get up to the first.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Only one knuckle. Let's go, One Knuckle.
Well, I could put one knuckle up there.
But she has no ass cheeks.
I know.
So it's sort of like, you know, it's like fucking a washing machine.
How would you know what fucking a washing machine is?
Yeah,
like?
Trent, you want to enlighten us on that one a
little
bit?
Please, do what? Tell.
You've never had an agitation cycle? Oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
Did you hear
ever.
About the guy who was fucking the
picnic table? Like you brought it up last week or 2 weeks ago?
I wasn't here. And no, I didn't. That wasn't me.
Yeah, actually, you did bring up the guy having sex at the picnic table.
You're really infatuated with the guy who fucked his picnic table.
I'm more so infatuated with the guy who fucked his jacuzzi and got his dick stuck in the hole.
What was that? What was that short story?
Guts.
Guts by
Chuck Palahniuk.
Yep, there you
go. I don't know what that is.
We got culture on this show.
Yeah. You know what? You read it from a Playboy all those years ago.
Yep. Oof. Man. Still makes me queasy.
Back when we were in Studio B, the home studio, the second home studio. Ugh.
Almost as bad as Kitchen Stadium.
Hey, that was Kitchen Stadium.
Oh, that was? Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was Kitchen Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's a Chuck Palahniuk short story called Guts, which is from the book Haunted. Mr. Palahniuk went around the nation reading it on a book tour. Regularly, when he would read it, people would pass out. It was an absolutely wonderful story. It's about a guy who gets his intestines sucked out of his asshole by a pool vacuum. And there's a line in that always kills me. I need that like my asshole needs teeth. But yeah, I read it live on the air, and it pretty much shut that whole place down, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Actually, I think it was the last thing I ever read from Studio B, wasn't it?
No.
I thought it was that last night that I came and I read that.
No, we had a few more shows from Studio B before we moved here to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com. As a matter of fact, that one, I mean, it shut everything down for the night because we're like, that is the most fascinatingly disgusting story ever. Because Chuck Palahniuk has a storytelling way where the detail, it's amazing. The detail is visceral. Articulate, I guess, is a word I'm going to use.
Very articulate.
And yet you can imagine it because you're not being told it. You are imagining it more than being told. It's really weird.
And everything he writes, literally everything he's written, is in first-person view.
Yeah, as if he had it happen to him.
And, you know, I read Fight Club while standing in line for the movie because it's just a phenomenally easy book to read, and it's very, very well written. Survivor, Choke, Lullaby, all of them are fantastic. Haunted, though, is by far one of my favorites, but... the oral history of Buster Casey has surpassed any other Palahniuk book that I have that I just am absolutely a big fan of. The oral history of Buster Casey, it's actually kind of funny. It takes place in the future, slightly in the future, where the population of the country has been split in half, daytime and nighttime. So these people live their lives in these sections of time. And, Buster Casey becomes a one-man biological walking weapon of mass destruction, and he single-handedly wipes out a third of the population with rabies.
Fuck.
Yeah, and it's a fucked-up story, and it's all written again. It's all in first person, but it's individual accounts of people who've been involved with Buster in one way or another, and it is a very strange story, but it is one that I will read over and over
and
over
again. So you do actually look at more than just porn.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I read quite a bit. Yep.
Books that don't have pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very impressed.
This coming from the community college student.
At least I went to college.
Oh, let's not get into this.
Barber College doesn't count. No, I mean...
I'm going to UNLV next year.
You don't have to go to university or go to a college to be a smart person. I mean, some of the smartest people alive never went to a university or a college. So,
well, I know that Claude and I, eons ago on the show, had this very same discussion, and I was completely humbled though by a few things I had to consider and I never considered before. First off, I always call it the good enough diploma, the GED.
Mm-hmm.
But what I failed to realize is the actual scope of people around me that had GEDs that were in a position that I could literally be envious of. I will bring you into this, for example. Your executive IT position, which is a management IT position, not just a worker troll, but a management IT position.
Yep. I don't stock shelves for a living.
No. You know, you don't. You don't stock shelves. You don't wear, vest. Ugh. You know.
No, I'm
or an
not
ascot.
Some...
Well, no, you wear an ascot. Anyhow.
I do wear an ascot. No vests.
You know, most retail environments, you
wear a
vest.
I wear a vest to work.
That's only because it compresses your boobs together even more.
Yes. Fantastic. Anyhow.
Yeah, I'm I know quite a few people that have GEDs, and, it doesn't necessarily mean that you dropped out to go, no.
No, it meant you couldn't.
I wanted to get my GED. I wanted to quit high school and get a GED because I didn't want to put up with the people in school.
Yeah, that's one of the big reasons. Well, you're a special case.
Yeah, I had to at one point.
You were one of those people I didn't want to put up with in
exactly,
school.
Exactly, and then I was the one providing for my family there for a while, for my dad who couldn't work, and my sister. So, people with a GED, just because you don't sit in a university, all a college degree really says is that you had the patience and the financial ability to sit in a classroom for four more years than legally required.
Funny there thing are is, things, I don't have either one of those.
There are things that you do get out of a college education. You do get
the ability to shotgun a beer?
Of course. God, I really should go to university to learn that someday. The whole thing is, though, with a formal college education, what they're supposed to be teaching you isn't necessarily anything like specific. It's supposed to teach you how to rationally think, how to reasonably think, and how to bring together information to form knowledge. Because information alone is nothing. Information is nothing at all without the proper use, hence knowledge. And what I was humbled with is a lot, like I said, a lot of my friends, Murph, GED, great paying job. Claude Balls, GED, that guy is
a smart dude.
So smart about so many different things. I mean, there are times where I sit there and I bring up a topic going, hey, I did a little bit of homework. And without notes, without any sort of crib sheet, without any sort of information in front of him, he's reciting very accurate and very articulate. See, I can't even say that. I'm so stupid. Articulately information about that topic. We've talked about religion, and he knew more ins and outs about the Mormon religion than I think most Mormons.
See, the interesting thing about certain people, and Claude is one of those kind of people, is that the desire to learn isn't restricted to a classroom.
Right.
If you want to know something, you go out and you learn about it. I wanted to learn a lot about the Knights of the Templar and the Freemasons and such.
Right.
So I went out and I learned about it. There are certain things you don't learn in a classroom.
Nope.
And even there are things that you can learn in a classroom that you can still go out on your own and learn. And Claude is a great example of someone who has done that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at a guy like Stitz, for example. The guy will be in university, college for pretty much the rest of his life. The guy, he hungers for that, and that's what he wants to do. And that's great. But if you put him and Claude on Jeopardy together, they're going to wind up tied.
Yeah. They
really
are.
None of them
are
going to know shit that's on that board.
They'll be like Cliff Clavin. Anyhow, that's an obscure reference. All right. So we want to invite anybody listening live to give us a call. We are going to open the lines, which means we're going to dump straight to board tonight.
Woohoo!
1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
That is on the ticker on the, that is in the...
That's on the video, and that's on the, I don't know.
It's on the video right now.
But it's also, it's on our webpage under our Contact Us. Mm-hmm. We open the lines, and we hope you call.
Call us.
So, basically, when it comes to education, when it comes to that, I've learned, you know what? Just because it's GED, I can't discredit it. I can't do what I was doing and be rude about it. Because, I look at myself. I was a below-average student in high school, all those eons ago. I tried to go to community college, and I screwed off too much. I mean, I was paying out of my own pocket, and I really didn't learn anything. The second time around, yes, it's community college, but I graduated with honors.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm working a full-time job, and I'm becoming a parent. Insurmountable challenges to actually being able to accomplish an education.
You got a lot of... it's the older you get, the more difficult it becomes to go back to school.
But the more you appreciate the fact that you're in school, the more you do appreciate those opportunities to learn, if you will.
Your mom goes to community college.
So what? I'm going to say so what.
Especially
out here. Las Vegas has this really wonderful stigma. UNLV stands for You Never Leave Vegas. That's really what it stands for, because you get a hotel industry job and you're stuck here.
Yeah, I always ask people, I go to UNLV. Oh, yeah, what year of your hotel management degree are you in?
It's not funny. Yeah. But it's true. The only other person that I know that went to UNLV, actually, I know two other people. I know one that went to film studies. Actually, we know a couple. We know
film studies and communications a big thing out there too.
The Greenspun, communications college or college of communications, and then of course the Boyd School of Law, which we know someone who actually graduated top of their class on that,
and is now
a state attorney general.
Yep. So we got some friends up there in high places that have gone to UNLV and have gone to community college, and I rip on people who go to community college just because it's funny to me, but. I'm amazed sometimes by the people that go to, it doesn't matter, the college, that go to college that don't retain any of this information. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He went to UCLA. I said, I started talking to him about something, about a highbrow topic, and he just looked at me like I was on crack. I'm like, dude, this is basic, U.S. history, constitutional history. How do you not know this? You went to college.
Yeah, but I really didn't pay attention to that stuff.
I said to him, what did you pay attention to?
The girls.
I mean, he's a dumb guy, and it doesn't take someone brilliant to go to college.
Wait, UCLA?
Yeah.
Is that who I think it is? That can't be the guy I'm thinking.
No, good. This is one of the guys I work with.
Like I said, one of the guys I met?
No.
Okay.
No. Somebody I know?
Uh-huh.
Of course.
So, yeah, I mean, wow, we've really gone away from Chuck Palahniuk to me being able to read to respecting GEDs to college students can be dumb or smart. Take your pick.
This is Spank Wagon Radio. Just got to point that out.
Welcome to content, ladies and gentlemen.
Honestly, haven't had it in months.
I don't see a difference. Like, I'm in community college, and one of my best friends is in university, and she's paying close to three times more than I'm paying and learning the same exact thing. I mean, we're in the same classes. You know, I'm taking core classes. I'm still getting my associates in business. It's still the same thing. I can help her in her homework, and she can help me in mine. So she's just paying more. That's all it is.
Well, then you also have to ask yourself, so what does that do? Does that speak highly of the community college or really badly about UNLV?
I'm just saying it's the same thing. I don't know. Yeah. It's not bad or good for either one.
Education is what you make of it.
Honestly, anyone who goes to UNLV for their first 2 years of college and actually pays out of pocket is a little nuts. If you get a scholarship, it's a little different, but... I know me, I can't afford fucking UNLV.
You know what we should do? We should put together a scholarship. We should put together a scholarship. We'll get some people to back it. And then we'll get hot co-eds in here and we'll interview them.
Yeah, but you'd be amazed. You know, some scholarships are only like a $500 to $1,000 scholarship.
Yeah.
I mean, when my wife was doing scholarships back when she was going to University of Northern Iowa, she was filling out paperwork just to make $500 in scholarship money.
I'm telling you, that's it. We should scrape up like $250. And do a scholarship. Spank Wagon Scholarship.
My brother just got a $500 scholarship.
I'm telling you, dude, we should do it because that'd be funny. That would be comedy.
Yeah,
right there.
Can you imagine that? They'd have to put that in one of their references. Spankwagon.net scholarship.
I have a Spankwagon.net scholarship. Really? Which class did you put that towards?
Beer Bong 101.
Basket weaving, man. Basket weaving.
Underwater basket weaving at that.
Oh, well, no, we're in a desert. Let's be conservative.
Under mud basket weaving?
Under alcohol basket weaving.
There we go.
Under booze basket weaving. It's just a pool full of citron.
They just made baskets to hold their beer.
Actually, baskets to float in so they could put a straw into the beer.
Okay.
That's beer. Interesting.
Hey, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it right.
Word.
You don't want to get your pants all soggy with beer.
The last thing I need is soggy pants.
So they have to make a waterproof basket.
Hey, that's the 102 class. That's a little more advanced.
Yeah, this is called taking your basket and putting it in a hefty bag. All right. Hey, I got an idea, Trench. Why don't we cut to a break? Do you want to play audio or do you want to play that thing I sent you?
Actually, I got some music lined up. Something like that, but not really.
Let us get that party started.
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah, wait. You know
hold
what?
On, real quick.
I did write in the car with him.
Trench and I.
And I was just like, oh, God.
Trench and I are out walking the other night. I grabbed my dog, and I'm just walking around with him. I go and grab Trench, and we're walking by, and these guys pull up in this truck. Pulling up.
Kernkraft. I knew that one right away. Who doesn't know Kernkraft?
I was like, oh, my God, dude.
I know that song! Yeah, I know techno songs.
Yeah,
I don't know how anybody can memorize techno songs.
You and 14-year-old girls with pacifiers in their mouth.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I like the Tetris techno.
Did you ever play Tetris?
No, that's not Tetris. That's Legend. Wait, is that Tetris?
That's Tetris.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Zelda.
Yes, I play Tetris at work. I mean, No, did when you ever I have to babysit play, reception area, I play
did
Tetris.
Did you ever have to play Tetris on a black and white Game Boy with an hour and a half battery and four double A's?
I hated those days.
If you count my phone, but no.
No,
well,
then the
answer Game Boy
is, no.
is a Game Boy. Your phone is a phone.
But it's black and white, and it killed the battery. So it makes two out of the three of his.
I could kind of go with that, but not specific enough.
Oh, my God, play the music.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
I'm just
We're back, Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Scrappy. Scrappy.
Who was it that figured out this was the Hackers reference?
That was me.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Actually, Prodigy, Voodoo People. I mean, it's been out for years, but I used in the Hacker soundtrack, in the movie. Great film. Love that film.
I go old school nerd sometimes. Someone at work the other day asked me what was going on because part of the network was slow. I said, shit, man, somebody hacked the Gibson. They just looked at me like,
huh? Yeah, I know. We do that at work, too. You know, we're like, oh, damn it, someone got into the Gibson.
We got a rabbit.
Someone will scream back, are they in the trash file? You know, I mean, Hackers, 95.
With a young Angelina Jolie.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with that. Rub my nipples.
I think
on
she's
one.
Prettier now. What I do? I would do her.
She hasn't really aged much.
She's not, you know, for Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie has not.
What's a girl boner?
What's a girl boner?
Please. Is that what you're?
Actually,
that what your
you'd have
gets
to
stiff?
Ask Mikey because.
Oh.
He's the one who said it, not me.
Mikey PCP, how's he doing?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Is he good and hard?
I don't know about all that.
Oh, I think you do.
No, I haven't seen him since the show.
Have you talked to him text message?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty. How's he doing?
Fuck him over the text message.
Nasty, dirty text messages.
Oh, baby. I want you so bad.
LOL.
LOL.
Because she's gonna
Why
be
did I ever get text messages like that? All my text messages are always spam messages.
I send pussy pics and...
Of what, your cat?
Of my vagina.
Yeah, right. I'm not even convinced you have one. So.
Yeah. I'll smack you in the face with my dick, bitch.
Great. And on that note, good night. That's the end of Okay. So we do want to talk about some stuff tonight. We actually have topics.
Yay! Topics.
First, we're going to talk about my penis.
Can we not say we did?
It's a long conversation.
However, you just have to stroke the topic twice and it's over.
Long conversation.
Hey, yo.
Itty bitty topic.
Anyway, so one thing we want to talk about today is, if you can believe this, everybody who's had sex in 08, raise your hand. Oh.
Oh. Wait, you're almost halfway through and you haven't had dick?
I know. I'm trying to make it the whole year. I've been putting off.
Wait. This is not something you tried to achieve ever.
Well, I mean.
Even I know this.
I got about a fourth of the way through the year.
You got
depressed,
a fourth of a dick?
And then
Whoa.
The rest of the half of the year, I was kind of like, whatever. Let's see if I can make a record.
And now it's, I need cock.
Wait.
I have a shower head. Really
Catholic priests try to do a record, okay?
Pulsating water in the shower.
But it ain't cock.
No, but. You don't have to deal with the mess.
And it ain't Trencher's cock.
No.
Specifically.
It's definitely not Trencher's cock.
Yeah. Mine isn't made by water.
It's black.
My water is not black.
No, but your water pig is. I was going to say something, too. Now I'm totally lost. Okay, so anyway, when it comes to someone playing the race card, who do you usually expect for that to be?
Hillary Clinton.
No, not Hillary Clinton. Thank you for ruining the bit. Bit killer has returned to the
I was going to say decaf.
No. Well, you're close. Usually the race card is played by members of a darker persuasion. Well, this week the race card was played by a little white woman.
Yeah, by Hillary Clinton.
I had to prove that I know something.
Okay. Or you're a great guesser.
Exactly.
I know something, because that's actually what I was screaming about earlier.
Oh, okay.
So for weeks now, Hillary Clinton has embraced the white working class state, working class in states like Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, believing their support is crucial not only to her hopes of winning the Democratic presidential nomination, but also the general election this fall. She said something this week, and let me read this to you here. I think this is the actual quote. You know, there was just an AP article posted that found how Senator Obama's support among hardworking Americans, white Americans, is weakening again, and how the whites in both Indiana and North Carolina who have not completed college are supporting me in independence. I was running even with him and doing even better with Democratic-leaning independents. I have a much broader base to build a winning coalition on. Did she just say white people are going to vote for her?
Yes. Yep.
Yay! Yes! Go Hillary. Let's say some stupid shit some more so you will never have a chance in hell.
No, not necessarily. Because if she knows her target demographic, they may be the more racist, the more bigoted, the more...
But if you read the article in like the New York Times or whatever, a lot of the people who had her back do not anymore, and I can't remember names because I'm horrible at names.
Oh. She's lost a lot of super delegates over the last couple of, like over the last 2 days, she's lost
she lost
five.
The big one, George.
Yeah, I know who you're talking.
I can't think of the last name off the top of my head, but she lost the big one.
She lost that. That was a big one there. She's lost five super delegates, and four more that were uncommitted have come out for Obama. So he's picked up nine super delegates in the last 2 days.
But you got to realize, though, I mean, because we're saying super delegate, it really doesn't mean anything more than just one more vote. Granted, all those one single votes do add up, so you have to be completely fair to that.
And they are very influential votes.
I was just about to say that
they're very influential?
Yeah.
So that Hillary now has kind of turned a corner on this one.
Good job.
Boy, she just fucked that one up,
didn't she? Thank you, Hillary.
But, you know, there's something else. I heard some DJ saying it today, that 98% of black people are voting for Obama, but that's not true. The actual numbers are actually more along the lines of about 80 to 85% of black voters are voting for Obama. And I don't think it's a race thing that's separating this. I think Hillary Clinton equally pisses everybody off. As you know, have you noticed that her campaign this year has been basically when she loses a state, it's, oh, well, that state really doesn't count. And that seems to be an ongoing process with her. Doesn't matter what state it is, it just, oh, it doesn't count. And the only two states she really seems to be pulling for are the two that don't count. Florida and Michigan.
Yeah, she's she is attempting to. She's wanted Obama to concede the vote to in those states and things like that. But Florida and Michigan, for those of you guys, for those of you who don't know or don't follow U.S. politics, for our international listeners, they had their delegates stripped from them because they wanted to have their primaries too soon. Every state has to register their primary with the Democratic Party. Basically, the Democratic Party says, okay, here's when you're going to have your, you know, your primary or caucuses and stuff like that. Well, Florida and Michigan says, no, we want to do them on this date. So the Florida and Michigan, independently, of course, Democratic parties put everything together, did it on the date they wanted to, not on the date that the National Democratic Party wanted them to. What that meant then is that the National Democratic Party, headed by Howard Dean, said, no, that is against the rules. You are not playing by the rules that you agreed to. So we are going to go ahead and strip you of your delegates. What that means then is that no matter who won or lost or whatever, got any percentage of a vote, no Democratic candidate was going to get any delegates from these states. States, and it figures that Florida would do this. Because Florida doesn't like to, Florida likes to fuck elections.
Yeah, that's
Michigan,
exactly what they do.
Little surprised about Michigan, but Florida not at all, because they are full of morons.
Now there was something came out today, a compromise in that where Hillary would get like 63 of the delegates in Michigan, and Obama would get 59, and she rejected that because she thinks that she can take the entire state. But when it comes down to campaigning, the only person who campaigned there was her against the DNC initiatives and against the DNC party rules.
Right.
Who do you think, as far as Hillary goes, sorry, black women are going to vote for?
Well, I think
Hillary or Obama.
Black women are in an interesting quandary right now because, yes, who wouldn't like to see if I was a black woman, I'd like to see a woman elected. But then again, I'd also like to see a black man elected. So I think it's a very interesting area.
Especially because Hillary focuses her campaign around women. But so does Obama. Actually, they have a lot of the same. They say a lot of the same shit. Just Hillary pushes it more.
Hillary, the Clinton campaign has relied on one very interesting thing is that they didn't really change much in this campaign compared to her Senate run. They still went after the exact same voter. They still went after the exact same political contributors. Blah, blah, blah. So she's playing by her own old rules or her own old rule book, if you will. I don't think that the black woman vote is going to be a factor for Hillary. I really don't.
You think they're going to vote for her?
I think they're going to vote for Obama.
Yeah. I think people. I think we need to stop looking at this. White people are voting for white people. Black people are voting for black people. I think we need to get out of that because it's not how this country is. People are not voting along racial lines.
People that are, though.
Well, some are, but on the whole, people aren't.
Will.
Because if that was the truth, then Nevada wouldn't have voted as highly as it did for Obama.
Right, and Iowa. Iowa's the one that surprised
me.
And I hate saying this, being an Iowan. And I know that Joker, who's going to be listening to the podcast, is going to call me on it yet again. Because he thinks I really trash talk Iowa. But everybody was expecting a sniper hit. Everybody was expecting Obama when he was giving his congratulations, hooray to me speech, that someone was going to take him out, like a combine was going to come and rip through the crowd or something. You know, I mean, it was that
he's
bad.
Got corn stabbed in his heart.
Yeah. So it does surprise a lot of people. And you know what? I think, you know, you're right, Murph. We should not. We should be ashamed as American voters of constantly looking at the race card, looking at his former pastor the stuff he says, and we should be ashamed
of. These are such non-issues.
Yeah.
Oh, well, white people are voting for white people, and black people are voting for black people, and his ex-pastor said this and that, this and the other. Hey, I got an idea. As long as the Democratic Party is still fighting within itself, looking at stupid little non-issue things like this, the more it's going to take away from the election. Now, let's take a look at the scandals that have rocked Obama. He's a Muslim.
No, he's not.
He doesn't say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't wear the pin.
Oh, yeah, so?
Yeah. He's got a pastor who said anti-white things.
And we've had pastors who said anti-black things.
What is it? The only real scandal was the, I want to say Resnick is the guy's name, but he was a land developer. He's squeaky clean for a reason. He hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
And the Republican attack machine is gearing up so early this year. It is just firing away because the Republicans know they can beat Hillary. All they have to do is foster the hate that Hillary has.
Yep.
Only people who like Hillary are women and people in New York.
Women.
So thank you. You're validating what we're saying. As a matter of fact, one thing to consider is that, you know, the Republicans are praying for Hillary, not because they know they can beat her, but even if they don't beat her, it's the status quo. She is, you know, she is cronyism in the Senate. Pure and simple. She's going to maintain the status quo. We're not going to make any changes.
They can turn around and the Republicans can actually fire one back. Do you remember Bill Clinton? Do you want another Clinton in the White House?
I right. sure as hell
don't. John McCain. You know, and it's...
Yeah, John McCain, who's just as racist.
Who's more racist and has a history of a pastor who is anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic. He's called Israel a Zionist nation. The guy is homophobe. He has said worse things than Jeremiah Wright has ever said.
Jeremiah Wright, you know, did an operation on a, you know, was it Vice President or President of the United States of America?
Vice President.
You know, I've read those emails and double-checked the facts and stuff on them, and And you know what? I think people are, you know, they're digging, they're hoping, they want the mudsling.
That's what they're looking for.
They're not getting what they want out of this election right now.
Heaven forbid we actually talk about, I don't know, things that matter.
Healthcare.
The war.
Ugh.
Net neutrality.
Ugh.
Honestly, can you believe it, though? Like, Hillary just did this bullshit where she went, got in a truck with this guy so they could go to a gas station so he could put a half a tank of gas in his truck and pay $63 for half a tank of gas just so she could stand there with all her SUV freaking... Okay,
yeah,
all of her security were driving SUVs, Xterras, and Expeditions and all this bullshit. Not Xterra, excuse me, Hummer H2.
Actually, Ford is pretty much the vehicle of choice for the Secret
Service.
Stupid
crap that they fucking drive. Not hybrids, might I add, to a gas station so she could watch some hick billy hoo-ha, whatever the fuck, put $63 into a half a tank of gas so she can stand there and basically say what does she already knows but doesn't have to deal with in her everyday life anyway, obviously.
Ah, but then she is siding with McCain, speaking of fuel, on
tax,
repealing the gas tax,
which,
you know, is going to do absolutely nothing. Now, I'm going to say this, and I know Jawar is going to sit there, and I know he's going to start rolling his eyes. He lives in London, for fuck's sake. He pays, on average, an American $8 a gallon, okay? When I was overseas visiting friends and stuff like that a few years ago, they got NATO coupons that allowed them to get discounted American prices for gas over there.
Yep.
And then you get the coupon, and then they redeem them and get the rest of their money. You know, it's a fucked thing. They're paying what we are going to pay. And you know what?
Five?
Their economy, sadly to say, or no, happy to say, has not collapsed. The reason our economy is going to collapse is because of stupid stunts like repealing a tax, which does have some worth, which does have some value.
Oh, yeah, it's highway dollars.
For an entire summer, and we're going to lose all that money, and that money's got to be made up somewhere.
And on a local note, people in Nevada are still going to get fucked. Because Nevada passed a law that says even if they drop the tax federally, Nevada's still going to tax its citizens and send that money to the federal government so we don't lose our highway dollars.
And I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all because we need the highway dollars badly. Another thing, when the tax started talking on Capitol Hill, you know the lobbyists for Exxon and Mobil and British Petroleum and all them said, oh, we need to get back to our people. Talk to you later. Bye. And they said, hey, we need to scale back on some of our operations, which inflated the price of gas. So when the tax does get taken out, the price will readjust itself back to the way it was, and we will not see any benefit.
Yeah, it's gasoline futures right now is a huge industry, and it's going to implode on itself very shortly.
As a matter of fact, I read an article last week, and I wish I could quote it. It was from the Wall Street Journal, where they were talking about this guy predicts that the fuel per barrel is going to crash to about $40 to $60 a barrel. And they're saying that's going to happen by June or July. I don't see that happening that soon.
Yeah, maybe 2 to 3 years I would see that, but
it's going
I can't
to crash.
See it happening this
it's
so what
crash.
Do you guys think? Do you think buying a hybrid is a good investment right now, or wait a couple years, or...
See, the technology is kind of weird right now. Hybrids are a great idea, but you really don't get a lot of the benefits out of them. And, you know, people are buying them for the wrong reason.
If you're a city driver, you're going to get your benefits.
Yeah.
But if you're a long-haul driver, you know, you go over interstate for long distances, you're not going to reap any real benefits. The EPA does not know, well, it's got a better idea now, but at first they had no idea how to properly calculate gas mileage. So they were giving fuel-efficient cars up to 100 miles a gallon, you know, highway. Well, that wasn't really what was happening. And anybody who drove, you know, a first model Prius or a couple other hybrids that are out said, wait a minute, this is only about 60 miles. Where's that other 40 going? The EPA did not know. So we have to be careful. Now, in a magazine I read, if you've ever read Fast Company, they had an article in the November 07 where a guy out of Kansas City here's another one of these cases. He is, I would probably say from reading our article, a brilliant engineer who has never graduated high school. He has been able to turn and double the fuel economy of a Hummer from 8 to 18 miles a gallon on average. and increased the horsepower up to 600 horse. All because he's using parts and tools and things that you can find in a GM catalog that they will not put on their cars normally.
Yeah.
He is experimenting. He took a diesel engine. He took the diesel engine, attached a hydrogen tank and a hydrogen inlet to the diesel intake. What that does is that allows you to burn biofuel. So then what you do is you mix your biofuel with your hydrogen. It allows it to burn faster and cleaner, with hydrogen's only emission being water, biofuel's emission being, you know, it's...
So
it's,
is there a hit out on this guy yet?
No, no. Oh, as a matter of fact, he...
Does he have bodyguards? Because I'm sure he'll need them.
He has actually met with GM, and they are starting to implement his ideas. Here's the thing. We are still in an experiment phase.
We're not going to see production on this for years.
GM EV1s, which were out, the first electric cars, all of them repossessed by GM and crushed without explanation to anyone. Very big mystery on that. Yep. You've got the Tesla motor car, which is still not out.
Their dealership is open in L.A., though.
Yeah, they have a dealership open, but they don't have any production units on
That's
the road.
That's because they all get bought.
No, they haven't gotten production. Now, hybrids may not be a great idea because hybrids right now are a stopgap. But looking at better miles per gallon is one thing. And this summer, this has just come out, actually, like in the last couple hours. The 2009 Jetta Blue TDI is coming to the United States this summer, and it gets 60 miles to the gallon off of diesel, and it burns cleaner emissions.
Diesel's pretty expensive now.
It is, but it if is. You're getting 60 miles to the gallon. Now, something interesting, I don't know if you know, Trench, I know you know, but I don't know if you know, off of a diesel engine, what came first, diesel fuel or the diesel engine?
Diesel fuel actually came first because diesel is highly more efficient than gasoline to produce.
But what can a diesel engine run with?
A diesel engine can run with any sort of oil-to-air mixture that hits a certain BTU unit. That's why biodiesel can exist and exist cheaply. Now, just think about one thing, and I just mentioned it. Diesel fuel is far more efficient to produce.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, I want to say 60% of Europe runs on diesel fuel. Very efficient, very economical, wonderful gas mileage. You can get 60 miles to a gallon.
And it's also safer because it doesn't just burst into flames randomly like gasoline will sometimes.
Right. Well, yeah. The thing is, why is it so expensive all of a sudden here when it's cheaper to produce, cheaper to refine?
I was just about to ask that.
And, you know, what's going on?
Because of more and more diesel vehicles starting to come out. Those of you with a diesel truck at home, and it's an old beater that you don't mind experimenting with, did you know that you can run your diesel truck on used oil?
I will say this from knowledge. You have to change a lot of little things. There are certain types of rings in your pistons you have to change, too. There's certain types of gaskets you have to change because the corrosive nature of vegetable or
oil. Used motor oil.
Oh, well, there's corrosive agents
is
in
that
oil.
Is that legal?
Yes, it is legal, and it costs less than $500 in those parts needed. You can also go to any mechanic shop in town and ask them for it, and they will give it to you. I've got guys that have got it, and they're like, could you please take it? Because I've been talking about doing this experiment for a couple of years now. All you really need is a filtering system that gets out the particulate matter. You change out a couple of rings, a couple of gaskets, one or two other parts.
And I will say modern diesels already are prepared for biofuels. Mm-hmm. Diesels built after, I want to say, 96 or 97 should be fine.
But you can do this with burned used motor oil.
There's no way that there isn't an invention out there that will take all of this and that the gas company has just not bought up.
Well, I don't want to get tinfoil hat here, but, you know...
There's no way.
There's a lot of independent people out there,
with such intelligence and our...
Go ahead. Finish your statement.
Oh, I was going to say, and just with our intelligence and what we've got going on now, there's no way that someone hasn't invented some super-duper wonderful, this car runs on cotton candy... You know, bullshit.
Those
There's no
the
way.
Greatest emissions ever.
Oh, God. I'd lick the tailpipe. Wait, did I just say that out loud?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that? There's that show on.
My tailpipe.
Nice. There's a show on. God, what is it?
It's like licking
Invention Nation. These guys basically are driving across the country in a bus. At one point in California, they actually get their bus converted to run off of vegetable oil, and their emissions smell like French fries.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's a guy in Vegas that I was listening in on KNPR where. They were talking about following his car, and it's like, wow, it's like following McDonald's everywhere you go. I will say this real quick. Spankwagon.net. Find us online, Spank Wagon Radio. We want to hear from you. If you're listening live and you're access, you can get to a phone. Toll free, totally free phone call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Sorry, I had to do the reset.
The reset, there. That's all right. We totally understand. So now that we've gone completely off track, back to Hillary Clinton. Yes or no, does she need to hurry up and give up her campaign to save the Democratic Party?
Give it up. Give it up.
Oh, I say she should be wrapping it up really soon. I think
give
that
it up.
She's holding on to she's holding on to her legacy, hoping her legacy carries her through. Bill's legacy.
That's it, exactly. You
because
know,
I'm sorry. I still have a mountain of respect for Bill Clinton. So he got a blowjob in the Oval Office.
So he smoked a little grass.
So what? So what?
I think she should hurry up and give it up. All she's doing right now is hurting the party and actually dividing the party even more. You know, I think even Howard Dean at this point is ready to tell her to throw in the towel. She's done. She is done. She lost by, 14 points in North Carolina and
Happy
won by...
Happy birthday to me. Thank
and
God.
And won by 2 points in Indiana. So it's not exactly what you would call a sweeping victory.
No, no.
As it stands right now, Obama is leading in delegates, superdelegates, and the popular vote.
And he's already done the math. I mean, the math was done a couple of months ago. There is very slim statistical possibility for Hillary Clinton to win this.
I
don't know how happy it makes me to hear those words come out of your guys' mouth.
Oh, I mean, I've never been a fan of Hillary Clinton at all, and it's not anything that I've never been a fan of Hillary Clinton.
I will say that, you know what? I can commend her for sticking by Bill.
Stand by your man.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Bow down.
I will give her credit for that. You that takes a lot of fucking guts to do that.
Looking at the math, by the way, that you brought up, right now, Obama needs 165 delegates to snatch the vote. And Hillary needs 328, so she's basically just over double of what Obama's got. Yeah, I know. I'm playing with the drawer. That's just what I'm doing.
No, I'm turning down.
You need 2,024 and a half delegates for a victory. As far as super delegates go,
half, huh?
As it stands right now, Clinton has 269.5 superdelegates, where Obama has 269. So, pledged votes, superdelegates, things are swapping around right now. I don't know if these numbers are actually up to date with the 9 votes that he got today. But it is turning into an Obama world, and Hillary's just trying to hold on for dear life. And I think she's delusional, thinking that she's going to go to the convention and all these people are going to go, you know what? Maybe I should vote for Hillary.
Give it up,
happen.
Sweetie. Let go.
Yeah, and just let go.
If you love something, set it free.
And do not. I repeat, I do not want to hear anybody out there tell me Hillary should be the vice president.
No!
I think...
Richardson?
No. Bill Richardson, he'd run a business. Mm-hmm. He knows how to run a business.
I think
Edwards?
By the way, Edwards today did admit that he voted for Obama. I personally still think General Clark, with the lack of experience that Obama has in military, General Clark would definitely beef that up and help him out. If not vice president, then definitely secretary of
defense. Do you think Obama would even go for that?
General Clark?
No, Hillary Clinton.
No, he's already said he won't.
Oh, I thought he said he would.
No. He said he won't.
No.
But
idiots out there wanted to say this.
And some very interesting names he's thrown out. He's actually talked about a couple of Republicans for his cabinet, which I think is a really good idea.
I agree.
I mean, you know, let's try putting this country back together, for Christ's sake.
Rebuild this country, because we're going to hell, where our food is too expensive because of fuel. Fuel is too expensive because of fuel. We're at a war. Our banking system literally ate its lunch 3 months before it even made its lunch.
Yeah.
We're in a horrible system. You know, it's failing miserably.
Mission accomplished.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to say this right now. I today received my stimulus check right on.
Did it stimulate you?
It totally did, to go out and buy Chinese electronics. Who am I stimulating? Whose economy am I stimulating if I'm buying Chinese electronics?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this out to you. And I know, Trent, you're trying to get to a break. When you get your stimulus check, and I know a bunch of you, except for Scrappy, because your parents claim are getting it, put it in the bank.
That's what I'm doing.
Put it in savings. Buy a CD. Do something, because it's going to get worse before it gets better. And they're hoping to distract you from the fact that we're fighting two wars and cutting taxes during a war, which, by the way, is unheard of. that we're losing money here at home. We've got people dying. The condition of this country is going down and down. They're hoping to distract you from that with a $1,200 check. Put that shit in the bank.
Yeah,
keep it.
$1,200? Who the fuck gets $1,200?
Married people.
I got $1,500.
Oh, y'all are married with kids and shit.
Yeah, I got $1,500.
Yep.
The thing is...
Like, my friend's got six. I get $250.
But take that. Buy yourself a 12-month CD.
Yeah.
What is that interest rate? 3.41 or something like that?
Something on long
list. I don't even know anymore, but look it up.
You can get good-ass interest rates. I just... Open a CD
save
last
it.
Year.
Save it. Don't spend it. Don't go and buy anything.
I dropped it into my money market. And that's where it's
going to
sit.
Sit there. Sit on it. Sit on it. You are going to need it. Just sit on it. Let it collect a little bit of interest. I know it's not much, but for God's sakes, people, don't spend it. Don't go to car dealerships that are offering to triple it for you on a down payment.
Ugh.
Don't fucking go and... Did you know how many ads were in the Sunday paper last week? Don't spend it. You don't need a new TV. You don't need a Wii. You don't need anything. Keep this money. Use it to keep your families going. Buy food. Buy fuel. Just spend what you need to spend and keep as much of it as you can. Please, for God's sakes.
Wow. You're really passionate about
no,
this.
No, I mean... and
what are you going to do with your stimulus
check? I'm going to fucking save it.
I was
Let me tell you something. Our economy is going into the toilets. And this leads into something I wanted to talk about. I got a collections call yesterday from one of my credit card companies. The guy who called me said his name was Gavin. Yeah, I do not think his name is Gavin. I ripped this guy an asshole. I said, you know what? Let me ask you a question here. I said, I know you're not here in the States. I know you're in India. I know you've been outsourced. How does it feel to have your entire country's economy be based now on the utter destruction of another civilization? Your country's entire economy now is based on collections, call centers, and destroying jobs that Americans would do. The only reason that you have this job is because you'll make 1/100th of what an American will make, and because our country has built itself and has led itself down the path of excess while you people have been farming goats for the last 300 years. How in the fuck does that make you feel? And the guy was, I do not think you... You are race. I don't want to say race because it's not racist, but
no,
your country is a scavenger. India is nothing more than a hyena at this point, scavenging off the water buffalo carcass that is the United States. We built this country. We built industry. We built manufacturing. We had a great country. We've made some economic downturns.
But you know what? We let our manufacturing go. We let our economy go. You know, we are nothing more than a service industry.
We are
Walmarts. We are Best Buys. We are not manufacturing. We don't produce anything.
And
worth
why?
Value.
Why? Because of countries like India and Mexico that will out the countries can go there.
They will outbid us.
They will outbid.
It'll
cost
labor.
You. You've got guys making $10 an hour. We'll pay our guys $10 a week. They are destroying our
and
economy.
You know what? And they're destroying their country.
Because their country is going to start off on the rock bottom and is slowly going to siphon more and more money out of the United States because these guys are making money based off of the misery of this country. Countries like India and Mexico and some of these South American and some of these Middle Eastern countries, they're nothing more than scavengers eating away at the gut of the rotted belly of this country. And it is absolutely disgusting how they're getting away with this. Companies should not be allowed to outsource jobs outside of this country and still maintain the tax breaks that they're getting. It is absolutely ridiculous to reward a company for taking jobs from this country and then having it so they don't have to pay as many taxes in here. You know what? You're going into these countries and you're helping foster these low levels of standardized living. You're helping destroy them from the inside out all to save a fucking dollar. It is absolutely ridiculous. And countries like India, countries that used to be proud, are now turning on this idea. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. I said to the guy, how does it feel to survive off of the waste of another country? And then I really pissed him off. I said, your country is so shitty you couldn't even beat Pakistan in a cricket match. And the guy lost his mind and hung up on me. It is... absolutely.
Only because Pakistan has nukes aimed at India. India has nukes aimed at Pakistan.
Well, the cricket thing is a lot more than that. But it's just ridiculous how these countries are surviving on the destruction of this one. It is absolutely sickening to see it going down the toilet.
Yeah.
Companies should be rewarded for keeping their labor force in this country.
But they're not. You know, what's one problem that I see big time. No one wants to get paid what they really are doing worth of work. You know, I hate saying it, but we overpay a lot of people, probably myself included. I'll admit myself included.
Not me.
You know, well, I know me. But, you know, the whole thing is, if we're going to be a service industry where we underpay our Walmart employees and our Best Buy employees significantly, you know, we're going to reap what we sow. We're not going to have much left. We're not going to have a national identity anymore. We're not going to have anything that says American and American pride. No, what we're going to have is our Chinese VCRs, our Taiwanese tennis shoes, our blue jeans, our Levi's, which are made or meant to be made in San Francisco. You know where they're designed in San Francisco? Made Taiwan. Bullshit.
And guess what? All that shit you buy at Walmart that's got a Made in USA sticker on the back of it,
that
sticker's made in China.
Yeah, sticker's made in China.
It's
parts from a USA assembled in China and all this shit. No, there's nothing made in here anymore. Nothing. I'm exaggerating, and yes, I am speaking hyperbole. I know, but that's just... Ugh.
It just feels like... It feels like we're slowly sliding down the toilet. And people, if you don't wake the fuck up, pretty soon, it's going to be 1929 Black Thursday all over again, and this country is boned. Because now the way we're spread out in so much urban sprawl, do you really think families are going to be able to survive without cars?
No.
We don't have mass transit throughout most of this country. We are... fucked.
Yeah, the urban sprawl has screwed us. The urban sprawl, you know, I mean, yeah, sure, we may live near a grocery store, but it's going to cost tons of money to get the food to the grocery store. We also, in places like here in Las Vegas, we really are screwed for living here just simply because of the fact that no one wants to be outside in 110 degrees.
And especially you don't want to be walking in it.
Exactly. You know, we have screwed ourselves as a nation. L.A. and California has doubly screwed itself. They have no central core anymore. Everything is suburb. You go from all these little towns down the road. Nowhere is it a central community anymore. Oh, sure, you have your little downtowns here, and you have your little shopping areas here, but strip malls have come in, have leveled out living where you used to live above the store, which really isn't a bad deal, and you're fucked. So, look, we're getting wrapped up on that. We need a break. You're
play
listening.
That thing that I gave you.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that next break.
All right, fine.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
When hinges creak in doorless chambers and strained and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table, it's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you.
some black capes back on the rack. Bela Lugosi is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. Red velvet lines the black box. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead.
Time to respond. send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepy and crawlies, toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Hurry back, hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.
That note,
air cello!
Air cello.
Wow.
I love
He looks like a Tourette's freaking.
I know!
Or a sad.
Actually, Tourette's would be my motherfucker! Cock nigger pussy!
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio!
Bitch.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Scrappy.
And I'm one incredibly annoyed Murphy.
Poor K is too annoyed.
It's time.
It's time.
All right.
Now let me hook this little cord up here. Where's it at?
I think it's hooked up. You're coming out of the board.
I think we need some cool like Mission Impossible music.
Oh, wow. That was interesting.
I think I electrocuted my earlobe.
All
right. What are we on? I think you got it on 7.
I don't know if it's going to work or not. Well, here, let's find out.
Wait, what are we playing?
Hey, cool. It works.
All right. We got audio.
So...
Now, wait, let me preface this. First off.
Preface.
I'm very confused.
It's taken a while for us, me, to get to this point. And I'm not even really ready for this part. And this is all Murph to a degree.
Yep.
But I
would have to disagree with
you. Hold
that.
Hold on. This part is all Murph.
Yeah, this...
However...
Let me make sure... Hold on a sec. I'm going to have to do this again. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I've got it queued up right.
It's one thing to not say anything, and I mean I'm one of those types where I'm passive aggressive and I just let things go.
To a fault.
Yeah, I let a lot of things go, and Murphy doesn't, and that's why we balance out really, really well, because he doesn't let things go. Unfortunately, I think he's gonna have a hernia by the time he turns 32. But that's
isn't he already 32?
No.
Oh.
No.
You're lying.
I am not lying. I do not. I will tell you this right now.
33.
I will tell you this right now. I do not lie about anything at any time. You can ask me, and I will tell you the truth every time.
How old is Murphy?
31.
When does he turn 32?
October.
October what?
I don't remember.
I want to know. Oh,
I don't remember.
Your bestie.
No, he's not my best friend.
He forgot your birthday.
I didn't forget his birthday. He hides on his birthday.
No, not you.
Oh, yeah. Him. I hide on my birthday. I hate my birthday.
I'll give you a lap dance on your birthday. Do you like it a little Jesus. Better?
I told you to turn it down.
I know. I thought I had it down enough.
All right.
No, you won't.
So, little birdie flapped in my ear this week.
Okay.
And told me some interesting things were being said about our show again by the idiots over at Real Kid Radio.
Oh, now they've transgressed to idiots.
These guys, the mental capacity of these guys is daunting because not only could you take a thimbleful of alcohol and overflow them, there's nothing there. I mean, they...
Well, we'll give them a couple props with the waterboarding.
You know what? It's a stunt, and congratulations, you tortured one of your friends. The show is vapid. One of the things I find to be very interesting about the show is that they accuse us of overusing, of having radio guy voices and using sound bits. But when you listen to their show, it's all loops of them and sound clips, fuck you, Jab, and them using radio guy voices. It is just empty. You might as well call it I'll Be an Anthony, Ron and Fez Part 2. Because that's really what it is.
So instead of Real Kid Radio, it's like, you know, Real Fanboy Radio? Or
it's, you know, it's not even radio
real
at this
lame
point.
Radio.
And, you know, they make a lot of claims about us. And yes. We've been in internet radio for 8 years. You know why?
Because we like it.
We like it.
Okay, I made the decision to say, you know what? I could try to work and, you know, do AFM or AM or get on radio. This is pre-satellite. I chose internet radio. Murphy and I chose internet radio back in 2000. We said, let's do a pro wrestling show. It didn't work out too well, but we
tried.
Neutral Corners.
Yeah. Hey, guys, guess what? You talk to Pepper Hicks? Wow. I have an ongoing working relationship with Earl Douglas. Eat my asshole. Okay? You deal with the intern. I have the producer's ear. Okay? Things are in motion around here that you don't even know about, that some of the people in this room don't even know about. So you keep going on and on. Now,
I'm actually interested. What?
Yeah, latest thing, let me just say the demo reels are out there. Did your phone just go off?
No, I just played with it.
Demo reels are out there, and there has been a lot of positive feedback. That
Yay.
Being said, I was directed to this. Now, let me go ahead and play this here. This is from the last show, I guess, Monday, that they did over. Now, I don't understand how they do their show because it seems like sometimes, I guess, the stream isn't the same show as what they've got on their cam. I don't know. You know, it's funny. They're, we have this studio that we. Anyway, look, let me just play this.
Had us paying weekly, not nearly the amount that some people were trying to say.
Okay, first off, I'm going to be interrupting Mr. Scampoli numerous times. Kevin's talking about being at KLAV and not paying a certain amount. Hey, guess what, Asswipe? When I called KLAV to get your time slot while you guys were still on the air, they offered me a discounted rate to take your spot because you had already pissed off the entire station. We know exactly how much.
What?
Yeah, they offered us a discounted rate to take their time slot because they had to fill the slot because they book out a quarter at a time. They book out 13 weeks in advance.
Okay.
You can pay either per show or you can pay after a couple of shows or you can pay the entire thing at once.
Okay.
Like one of our investors wants to do.
Okay.
I know exactly what these guys are paying. They're paying $2,300 for 13 weeks. We were offered the same spot, their spot, because they were already being ejected for
$1,900.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, do I hear Michael Jackson in the background? What's going on?
Turn it up when MJ's in the building, son. You got to know what's going on.
So, yeah, and Jim and them was around before us, so we were like a big team. We went to AM radio. We started with some crap. Well, some crap show started with us.
Pause that. As a matter of fact, we know that they started when on Papa Joe,
mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm a Papa Joe listener.
And we're friends of Papa Joe.
We like Papa Joe, so we're like, we know that Papa Joe isn't going to do anything.
So we didn't start crap with you.
Oh,
we
as a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, the conversation, a very peaceful, friendly conversation when Kevin Scampoli called me back after we called them, and he was getting his information. Yeah, hey, how long have you been on the air? Oh, 8 years. Yeah, we do internet only, blah, blah, blah. And it was fun. As a matter of fact, that's where I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
Again, there were conversations going on with the Real Kid Radio AIM account. And me, myself, during our show, where we were feeding them information and they were feeding us information to make it a bit. It was a bit.
Welcome to radio.
Comedy. It could have been funny. Everybody could have benefited, but instead, what ended up happening was
they made some
posts. Hold on now.
And we know where that went. We're no longer on AM radio because they lied.
No.
Wait, what?
They say they're no longer on AM radio because we lied about them. Now,
what did we lie about?
That's the interesting thing. They never actually say because they know there is no lie. They posted on our blog. They posted responses on our blog verbally attacking members of the show, which is perfectly fine because we're all adults here. Scrappy can stick up for herself. I can stick up for myself. Decaf can stick up for himself.
And we stick up for each other.
And I just ignore everything.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're passive aggressive. But what turned the page was when Real Kid Radio started attacking a little boy with cancer. Not just one, but then they started attacking another kid with cancer on another
talk show.
On talk show.
Because we listen. Look, we're going to be honest. I listen to, and Murphy does this more than I do. He listens to the show.
I only listen to the show when one of my little birds tells me that I should listen.
We know they listen to our show. I mean, it's a given.
Oh, yeah. They listen to our show. They know how to use Google, and they know how to look up information registration on a website. Congratulations, guys. So do we. That being said, so there were no lies told. Our listeners took it upon themselves to call KLAV, as well as the people from Georgia that you pissed off. Yeah. They called KLAV. And then Papa Joe, who you think he might just have a little bit of influence since he's probably the single largest show on KLAV, he had a problem with you guys. So there were no lies told. I'd be really interested to hear you guys.
I want
to
know what lie we
what
told.
Lies
because
were told.
As far as I recall, and I'm being completely
honest.
I didn't speak to
KLAV management about Real Kid Radio. Did you?
I never talked to KLAV.
Scrappy, did you talk to them?
I have no clue who to talk to.
I don't do any talking. I just have a lot of sex with them. But
Oh, that's Anthony. He's your online boyfriend, isn't he?
Oh, that's right. Because he even said that in the
he's got
that,
a, he's
that
got
time.
A big thing in. For you. He does.
He came into the Mogulus chat when we were fucking around one night.
I'll tell you, Scrap, if you'd like to meet up with Anthony, I can tell you how to find him.
Can you?
I sure can.
Well, okay, moving on.
Sorry about that. So a lot of things were said, but none of us spoke to KLAV management.
No. None of us had any interest in doing this. We decided, now I will admonish Murphy on air for this. You should have saved those posts in a better way.
I should have.
But we just deleted them, and you know what? We had our words, and we said what we said.
Unfortunately, other people
read those posts before we could delete them, which is what we were trying to avoid.
We deleted the posts where
you
guys...
We were actually trying to do them a favor.
Yeah, exactly. Let me put this out. We deleted the posts where they were attacking Jason and calling for songs in support of his death. We deleted
those posts.
Now,
hold on.
If this needs to get this bad, we can certainly get the people at MySpace to dig through their database and pull that information out.
Or even easier... Just look at the tags that they put on their podcast. If you just do a nice Google search for their podcast, go for it. I'm not worried about anybody listening to them.
They got like six people listening to them because something interesting you guys don't know about your stream, by the way. Your audio stream, it tells people that are listening how many people are listening if you just look at the code.
And I mean, any internet radio stream does that. It's not rocket science history.
Rocket surgery.
Sorry.
Rocket science
Now, I
history.
Should not, but here's I should the thing. Not have deleted those posts. No. I should have kept them.
But here's the thing.
But I didn't.
Here's the thing.
We don't care. Do we
care? Well, that's it.
We don't care.
Well, we didn't care. We did not care when we deleted them because, you know, we're like, okay, you know what? This is something we don't want to do. Look at the tags of their podcast posts, and they will name names specific. Yeah, it doesn't take, a rocket science historian here to put one and one and three together. Mm-hmm. Okay? It really doesn't.
Wait,
we know.
One, three.
Anyway.
32. Now.
Thank you.
No problem. So. The point is, though, is the fact that they think we took them off the air. We don't care. You spend your money the way you want. We spend our money the way we want.
On beer.
That's internet
radio, on beer, on what we do for fun.
You know what? Let's look at what we've done for fun. We've interviewed Stan Lee.
Now, we are resting on our laurels with the naming of the interviews because we are very proud of this.
I'm going to do this. We've interviewed Stan Lee. We've interviewed Zane Lamprey. We've interviewed Charles Band. We've interviewed Grant Imahara. We've had trannies and strippers and porn stars.
And weirdos.
And weirdos and conspiracy theorists.
And artists and musicians.
And we've had comic book shop owners and freaking day laborers in here. our show is more than us sitting around with the same five sound bites like you, Jab, talking about how much we hate working at Walmart
and
stocking shelves on the overnight. Now, look, that's a stunt. Stunts are funny. We've done stunts. My first night on the show, I snorted pixie sticks.
Hot rail smack. Oh, back when we were in Studio A, which is my house.
Which was your house. It's kind of funny how some people can go full circle. They can be out of a house, in a studio, and then be busted back down to their house. And anyway, then,
But that's the nice thing about internet radio.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, trust me, boys and girls, there is a point to all of this.
Boys and
cheaters.
Girls.
Liars and cheaters.
Cheaters never prosper. Did you ever hear that?
But it was a great show. Brandon.
Can you calm down, Brandon? We're trying to be serious.
The every show was awful.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, where we're moving on in the next week could be much bigger than all those things. And the reason why I haven't talked about it yet is because I thought it was a trick being played on us by the Every Show.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
Of course.
I like being called the Every Show.
I was going to ask, when did we become the Every Show?
That's what they call us because they're afraid to mention
our
names.
You know what?
They don't want us.
I will say this. It's good to be the Every Show because we're accessible to everyone.
Does that make them what they really are, the absolutely nothing worthless show?
We don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's point to this audio. Now, this is getting to the point here. They think that we're trying to pull a prank on them for something.
Because, you know, they do whatever they can to get back at us.
Yeah, because we need to get back at you guys.
What do we need to get back at?
Who here still has a show in a studio?
Well, no, not only that, but back to our main point or our point earlier, we took it down to hopefully alleviate any real drama.
Right, they do.
I don't think anybody understands this.
You know what's funny? The only time they register on our radar is when they mention us. That's the kind of funny part. Yeah. That's the only time they register on our radar.
Yeah, because we put on a better show than them and do it that way. They like to call us on our personal cell phone. Oh, wait, that was us.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah, pause that.
Yeah, that was them.
510-2111. Motherfuckers, call me. It's a cell phone that I put out publicly for a reason.
Better yet, why don't you guys call the studio line? You seem to be all about calling us on your show. Call us on ours.
Yeah. Call us on our show. As a matter of fact, that's what I said.
You know what?
If you want to do this.
Why don't you go ahead and get those that stuff out? And we'll just call them.
Well, you know, no. You know,
Okay.
We're not going to deal with that right now.
We should do that right now. Hmm. I'm going to call Katie Boom. I mean Trencher. But anyway, so the thing is.
What did he call you?
Katie Boom. I'm all over it.
No clue.
And the reason why I thought it was a trick by them is because I contacted one of their syndicates that just.
There we go.
Oh, what syndicate did they
call? They're actively contacting our syndicates, you know, like they did here at LV Rocks.
Well, I heard that they tried. As a matter of fact, what did they...
The rumor around the scuttlebutt is that they tried to convince the management here at LV Rocks for our spot and to actually get us launched off the channel.
Okay.
That's the scuttlebutt. And then there was some discussion as to extra payment, I guess. Again, rumor, conjecture. I wasn't there in the room. None of us were. It's very
I don't know.
It's very interesting. You guys need to be careful of Google. Anyway, that being said.
Just links to them. Like, they're not actually on terrestrial radio. They're very proud of that, too. Because, you know, everyone wants to be an internet show forever.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I am very proud to be online doing an internet radio show to have the absolute freedom to say what I want.
Fuck,
well,
bitch.
Don't well,
that's
more than that, though. It's actually more than that. When and if we ever go to a terrestrial or satellite system, we have to be considerate.
Trench, it's not if.
Okay. We have to.
Sorry, that was out loud again. I apologize.
We have to be considerate of advertisers.
Exactly.
If we decided to badmouth the Volkswagen, getting the 60 miles.
Yeah,
and
the TDI,
diesel,
the JetBlue TDI, yeah. JetBlue TDI.
And Volkswagen was a sponsor. We'd lose a sponsor.
Yeah.
That's not freedom of speech.
We don't like being considerate.
No. We don't like being restrained.
We like doing what we do.
We have freedom.
One of the reasons we love it here at LV Rocks.
First Amendment.
And we've been approached by other companies. The reason we like it here at LV Rocks is because it doesn't matter what any other LV Rocks show does, what any other advertiser. They're advertisers per show, and then they're advertisers for the station itself. What they do is completely separate of what we do. I can look at any of these posters in here. What do we got posters in here for?
Olympic Garden.
Fuck the Olympic Gardens and their old-ass strippers. Pigs in a Blanket. Oh, that's the Beecher's Rock House.
Beecher's, yeah.
There's
fuck
a lot
Beecher's
of half-naked pictures in the studio.
There are companies that advertise with LV Rocks left, right, and center. We don't have to listen to them. We don't have to say. We can say whatever we want about them.
But The thing is, I mean, we are, and I will play the political route here. We do like Olympic Garden. We do like their strippers. We do. Okay, I don't like Beecher's. Anyhow,
look, if we really hold on, if we really want to, if we have a disagreement with Jimmy about something, we can call him out on the air. We can publicly say our grievances here, and he'll call us up on our show if he's listening, or he'll call us up behind the scenes
or email.
He'll never launch us off the station for anything we say about him, about the shows, about anything.
Because you know why? He will do it to us in a heartbeat.
We have a hell of a relationship with the guys here at LV Rocks.
I don't think in the 4 years now that I've been with LV Rocks, 4 years this summer, in August, that, yeah, okay, it's been good, it's been bad. We've had listeners, we've had drop-offs, we have up cycles and down cycles. It's just nature, it's great. I don't mind doing it, but I keep doing it. I love doing internet radio. That's my passion.
And it's a great environment to do it in. And right now, with the political climate and a lot of things going on, it's almost better to be on an unrestricted medium than to be on a restricted one. Because when you get involved with, well, that leads into something.
Okay, just keep going. I want to know
apparently,
what syndicate.
Yeah, 8 years later, I'm still on the internet, paying to be on the internet. Yeah, that's great.
Mm. As like opposed it. To paying to be on AM radio.
I don't see a difference here.
Little tiny station that doesn't even register.
1,000 watts.
On Arbitron.
Fox doesn't even register them.
Yeah, they're not even in Arbitron for ratings, but hey, you guys are on the internet now, and that's so much better, right?
So good. Tastes good to eat that sandwich every once in a while, doesn't it?
I like our studio.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's your living
room. And
it's a spare room in the house that you rent. Congratulations.
And you know what? Been there. And I have no problem going back. I got all the equipment to do it again.
Oh, I thought you meant the other been there.
Oh, no.
It's ours.
Wow.
Shorty K, how's that texting coming?
Look, Trencher, the last thing we would do is ever go to someone's house.
Oh, no, I won't do that. I won't even call their personal line because that's just disrespectful.
Got those numbers over there?
Of course.
And that address?
Of course.
Anyway.
Coming along.
Yeah, that's good.
Looks me angry.
All right.
He wasn't even talking to Mike. He's so angry.
He's dressed up like he's an essay right now.
He looks like your brother right
wow,
now.
Wow, did I miss something? No, I don't think I fast forward. Oh, okay. They're going off on a tangent. This is that awesome radio that they're talking about.
Same tangents we go off on.
Oh, okay.
Now I backed away from the microphone. All pissed off.
Not pissed off.
Yeah, you're something.
Sheets to the wind, maybe. This again.
Where's the subject at, dickface?
Now, the station is Aero 97.1 in New York City. It has three substations.
Yes.
Brad?
They are going with Bradley Muffins.
Good deal for them.
Good deal for Brad. Yeah. Now, let's just... I rewound it.
And the reason why I thought it was a trick by them is because...
Okay, fast forward. Just clip it forward. Just shuffle the... If you click on the triangle...
To them,
this one?
Like, they're not actually on terrestrial.
No.
They're very proud of that, too.
Because,
you know, everyone
wants
to
be that thing,
internet,
it jumps
you know,
like
forever.
Crazy.
Apparently, yeah. Eight years later, I'm still on the internet, paying to be on the internet.
Blah,
yeah, that's great.
Blah, blah.
So good. It tastes good to eat that sandwich.
Now, hold on here. I want you to listen to something.
Our studio.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's ours.
Wow.
Shorty K, how's that texting coming along?
And here comes another tangent for whatever.
You weren't even talking to Mike.
That's the same tangent they were in before. But they said Brad.
He looks like your brother right now.
Brad, Aero 97 online. Puts us on at about
2 a.m.
on Sunday. Perfect spot.
Now,
we're content.
Now, wait, there's
I'm
more.
I'm content with that.
There's more to this, Trench. There's things that you don't know.
Three sheets to the wind, maybe.
Where's the subject at, dickface?
Now, the station is Aero 97.1 in New York, Syracuse. It has three substations, two of which are HD, one is AM. And they linked to let's just call them Spankwagon.
Oh, my God, they said our name!
Thank you!
They broke the rules.
They broke the rules.
No, they didn't. I just want to say thank you.
You know the rules. Anyway, you guys are going to go with Bradley Muffins. Now, it's kind of funny.
We have a weird relationship with Bradley Muffins. We like Bradley Muffins.
No. We tolerate Bradley Muffins. Here's the thing about Brad that not a lot of people know. Brad is a wonderful person when it comes to public relations. He can take a piece of shit and tell you that it's an AM station.
Oh, it's a totally diamond, you know?
It's an AM station, and you will believe it. Now, hold on. Listen up here, because this is some classic shit here.
Okay.
A shitty Spankwagon show, but I've talked to this guy, and he legitimately says, show's garbage. Spankwagon's garbage. So at the very least, we're obviously replacing them. They're on I think they actually have a spot, like 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
So they're two-way radio.
Okay. So... let's just recap the things they just said. Number one, they said they are going with Brad and his AM stations. He has three AM stations and an HD radio station. And they are broadcasting out of Syracuse. Right. And that Brad has said that we're garbage. And
well, that kind of worries me because the email I have from Brad
did
states
you get
that
one this
yeah,
week?
Well, no, not this week. When he brought us on back on once he had Arrow 97 running, he says people really miss your show. We'd love to have you back on. I've got this in email
now. Hold on, because let's update that conversation.
Okay.
So after hearing this the other day, after this was brought to my attention, I verified it myself. First thing I did was I jump on the Arrow 97 webpage and I call the contact number on the Arrow 97 webpage for the programming director. Now, kind of funny, when the voicemail picked up, it said, "Hi, you've reached Brad Tremel, programming director, station manager, PR manager." The list went on and on and on and on and on of all the things he does at the station.
Fair enough.
I didn't leave a message. In fact, I called you and I said, "Hey, I got some interesting stuff going on." And all of a sudden, I said, "Oh, wait, I got to go." And it was Brad on the other line. So I talked to Brad. And I asked him to call in. He said he's extremely busy. I really hope that if he is listening, he calls in. But I understand he's a busy, busy guy running this, I'm using air quotes, I know you can't see it, radio station. Now,
probably can't see it on the camera either.
Yeah, they can. Because I've got the cam up. Where is that cam, by the way?
Probably crashed in the screen. Anyhow, keep going.
Anyway, so I call Brad. And I talk to Brad for a few minutes. I say, "Brad, I'm listening to this, and it says here, these guys are saying, number one, that you're calling us shit, or calling us garbage." And he said, no, I never said that, I never said that. I said, "Well, Brad, these guys, these are some truth-telling individuals. Are you sure you maybe didn't say it in passing?" Or no, I would never say that. He says, "And then, in fact, I called them after I heard this podcast and admonished them for it."
What?
And
why would he do that? He shouldn't care. I mean, he should let bygones be bygones.
These guys are if these guys are speaking out of turn and using him as a mouthpiece, so to speak.
Well, that I'd worry about.
Then and claiming he's saying things that he's not, because Arrow 97 is a respectable business.
Right.
Are you sure?
Well, okay.
Well, hold on. Let's so then I asked him about replacing us, and he said, "Well, here's the deal on that." He said, "We've gotten a lot of complaints from listeners."
Okay.
"Off of the AM station."
Wait, whoa. What?
Yeah.
We're not on AM there.
Oh,
we should
no.
We should be internet only. That's
according
all I wanted.
According to Brad, we are played on their AM station, and this was cleared by you. Now, I said to Brad, "We have an understanding with all of our affiliates, and that number one understanding is you in no way, shape, or form are allowed to edit, augment, or change our show. We do make some adjustments allowing for inserting of commercials, but only during our breaks, but we don't let anyone edit our show." And he said that you okayed this. And I said, "This is the first I've heard about this." I said, "Brad, if I knew that we were on your AM station, number one, we wouldn't have talked as much shit about you as we have on the show. And number two, we certainly would have been a little more gentle to you guys and being a little more friendly as far as AM radio is concerned.
We wouldn't have said fuck so much."
And I wouldn't have said that he raped a hamster.
Fuck.
Oh, I remember that. That was funny.
He is a hamster rapist. I have this on good authority. I have it on good authority. Can't say who my source is.
Richard Gere.
Oops. But so Brad then went on to say that
Real Name Radio should get along just well.
That we are in fact on their AM station and they are getting complaints about us. So they're moving us to the online only portion.
Which should have been there to begin with.
Now, this is where things get weird. I say, "Brad, we're not AM radio friendly. Why would you move us?" I said, "You do know these guys are the equivalent of us." He said, "Well, here's the thing. The FCC is changing some rules here in Syracuse." Now,
wait, the FCC doesn't do local rules. They do
national.
They do exceptions
federal
or federal. I mean, it's all federal.
So how does a federal organization change rules for a local city? He said, "Oh, well it's New York in general. They're clamping down on things."
But the FCC isn't in New York. Okay.
No,
I'm
there is no regional law or regional rulings for radio. It is a federal standard across the board. According to Brad, the FCC is clamping down in Syracuse, and they have to pull us off their AM station. So,
which we never should have been on in the beginning.
So let's just make this loud and clear. Trencher, does Arrow 97.1 have permission to put us on their AM radio?
Well, you see, here's the one thing, and I got to say, I research a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm an old man. I got nothing better to do with my days.
Except masturbate.
to copious
amounts
of porn.
But he can do that in research. He can type with one hand.
Oh, yeah, totally. So I've got like a 23-button mouse.
That's fine.
Ew,
hot.
Now I'm disgusted.
Yeah, you've used it a few times right after.
Yep.
You ever notice why it's warm?
I licked it that one day.
Oh, that's
cute.
Fantastic.
Anyway.
All right. So I had to do some homework because, you know, anytime I get a syndicate, I want to be involved with the syndicate in one way or another. I worship every single syndicate. And
we
and
love our syndicates.
We love our syndicates, including Brad. But I have to do my homework. I have to do my homework because, again, I don't want to be on an FM or AM. I want to be internet radio. I am 8 years going on nine this summer or this fall and proud of that. That's my thing. It's the same reason podcasters do what they do. It's the same reason internet TV people do what they do. It's the pride of doing that product.
It is the healthy thing to do and the tasty way to do it.
Nice. So I have to do my homework. Now, I, of course, do basic Google searches, Arrow 97 Online. But you got to remember, I did this way back when they were Lips.
Yes.
106.
Now. I know where you're going with this. Give it a second. Because I want to play a little more audio from our buddies over at Real Lame Radio, as Scrap has named them.
Back and forth.
I don't understand how it works, though, because they're all about just cussing. That's the show. Fuck shit.
Yeah, that's all
hooker.
We're about.
Cunt.
Hooker's a bad
cunt.
Word.
Okay, they got most
booger.
Of it, right?
Yeah.
Shitty word.
So somehow they take that taped show and they make it friendly. Cunt. Which, not funny, friendly.
Yeah, so it's just a public service.
How would you make
awful ratings
show.
Stuck in the middle
simple,
of the night.
You just
but
don't
what
play
we're going to do.
Wait, ratings?
Starting,
we get ratings?
A week from this Wednesday. So we're going to do our show Wednesday night like normal. Then it'll be taped. But played primetime, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
On cool. Arrow97online.com if you want to hear that way, or anyone driving. I don't think anyone's listening right now from Syracuse, so they'll find it their own. Driving down Syracuse can tune into 97.1 and hear our voices.
I can't wait to make somebody get in a car accident from some of the shit we say.
Oh, trust me. People have already gotten a car accident.
But here's my plan.
People.
Since we're taping it, if we do good, I mean, we're putting it out there now because the failure can happen. It'll be very public if it is. Is it a failure, though? Because we're late at night. 11 p.m.
It's not a failure based on
not
the fact
local,
that we're
past
there.
Watershed.
No, I mean, if we that's don't long. Get a job out of it.
Oh.
Because people still have to find us.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you got to go out of your way to find a show at 11 p.m. on a fucking radio, on four stations, two of them HD, one of them AM.
I just saw people were commuting from New York City to Syracuse, and they just listened to us on the way home.
So what we'll have to do is just plug We Hit and Run that info as much as possible.
Syracuse is central New York. I highly doubt anybody's going to be commuting from New York to commuting like that.
Well, you never know.
We need to send over, they wanted pictures of us wearing dark against a white background or the opposite so they can Photoshop some banners because apparently the pictures I sent aren't good enough.
Is it just the one with me, the 40 ounce?
I sent them, yeah, that's the only one I have.
Nicely
so
done.
So they're like, look, we need a new picture. I'm like, all right, fine.
Look, the Saunders character's crazy.
First, I explained that the bit is that Anthony only has that picture, but they don't care about our bit. They want a picture.
Okay, so we're running out of time here, so let me break this down. They think that there's potential to get a paying job out of this massive HD radio and AM station out of New York. Now, here's the point, guys, because I know you're listening. You should have done a little research first. Now, Trencher being...
Unless they're in on the joke.
Well, it is a hell of a joke. Trencher being the research whore that he is, and never throwing away notes, and now quickly updating these notes...
Well,
Trencher, why don't you give him a little information?
All right. First off, if you just go to Wikipedia, you look up Arrow 97 online, it's in Wikipedia. It's fantastic. Wikipedia, of course, being user entered.
Mm-hmm.
Look up, if you look up Arrow 97 online, it's part, I think he calls it part of, hold on, I've got my links up here. It's part of the Daredevil Radio Network. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's an LLC. Okay. So I looked all that up, and then I looked up all the stations. Between Wikipedia, which may be out of date, and what's online with this Daredevil Radio Group LLC. So I'm going to go through all of these based upon FCC reported records.
And by the way, all of these have been verified with the FCC.
Yeah. WLXZ, Arrow 97.1, that's the primary station, Syracuse, New York, does not exist.
There is no registration information for a station with the call letters
WLXZ. There's a few other types of records for it, but nothing that's current. Radio Locator is also my best friend.
Yep.
WLXQ 97.7 in Oswego, New York does not exist.
Again, there is no FCC record for any station
WLXQ
with those call letters.
The next one, WWLX 97.3, Auburn, New York, actually is in the system. There is a record match.
Oh, okay. So Brad must have that one, right?
No, actually, he does not. It's WWLX AM 590 out of, I want to say, I think my notes, because I write really like dyslexically.
Sloppily.
Lansburg, Tennessee.
Wait, what? Out of Tennessee?
Lansburg, Tennessee.
Well, that must be a hell of a transmitter then to get all the way.
Yeah, you can't do that. no, you can't do that. Oh, but you know what? I make mic noises tonight.
Now,
hold on.
I think I know what you're looking for. I'm getting it right now. WLXZ. That's the big one, right?
Okay. No, that's North Carolina. Oh, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. That's Power 97. They're currently owned by Prospect Communications.
Prospect Communications?
Yeah, Prospect Communications.
Are they part of Daredevil?
No. Not that I can see, not that I can relate to. And their technical information, because it is AM, they have their AM and VU nighttime, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyhow, the next one.
So what you're telling us here
that's
is...
That's not a Brad station.
Okay, so that's not owned by Daredevil Communications.
No.
Brad Trammell.
Not that I can see.
Okay.
We have W25... Oh, my phone is ringing.
Oh,
that's not them. That's someone else.
Oh, well, okay. That person's going to have to wait.
Yeah, they're going to have to wait. Sorry, I don't mean to make it vibrate on
that's
the counter.
Fine. You want to put it in my pants?
Oh, baby. So W25... Should I write that down wrong? L.A.? It's a shortwave. 251 AC FM. Out of Hannibal, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, is a real record. Does give me a hit. W251 AC FM, University of Alabama, Alabama Public Radio.
So, Trench, now I may not be a technical person, and I'm not smart enough to work at a large retail outlet that sells large electronics and appliances.
Yeah.
And I don't stock shelves.
Wearing a blue vest.
Does that mean that none of these stations actually exist within the Arrow 97.1 family?
Not yet, no. Nothing here that I've been able to locate in FCC and Radio Locator have existed as part of Bradley Muffin's radio network. University of Alabama in Capshaw, Alabama. It's Alabama Public Radio. APR.org is that parent website. Mm-hmm. Now, moving on. Where was I? Oh, yes. W252 AXFM in Cicero, New York.
Uh-huh.
Does not exist. No match of record. I pulled up the big one. This is the old one, the Lips 106.
Yeah.
Or WLPS. WLPS AM 1040, which is an AM.
Uh-huh, it's an AM
carrier.
Yeah.
Constantinople?
Istanbul is Constantinople.
Okay. Costanza, New York. I'm sorry if I mispronounced
Is it Costanza?
That. No, it's not Costanza. I wish it was. It would have been easier.
Jerry! Anyway.
Does exist.
Oh, okay.
As WLPS FM 89.5 in Lumberton, North Carolina. Matter of fact, that one made me chuckle when I pulled that updated record because I got to find that record. Lumberton. Oh, yes. Yes. This is currently owned by Billy Ray Locklear Evangelic Association. No website.
So we're going down this list here, and guys, for those of you Kid Radio,
let's be fair. Some of these are from Wikipedia and maybe outdated.
Okay, but the ones in Radio Locator?
Are the ones in Radio Locator, this is where I'm pulling. I'm pulling them from both Radio Locator and...
Now.
So next, I got more.
Oh, well, hold on a sec. I have also, by the way, verified all of this information that Trencher's just pulled up here on the FCC website with the FCC, and the FCC completely concurs.
Yeah. WIFX FM, Sandy Creek, New York, does exist. Now, this is one that's even in the banner for Daredevil. I want to say that's the WIFX one is supposedly their Astro X,
uh-huh.
Sandy Creek, New York. It does exist. Oh, yes. WIFX FM 94.3, and let me bring up that record, is in Jenkins, Kentucky as an FM station. Foxy 94.3.
Foxy.
No website, but the station owner is AJSPD LLC.
Now, Trench, maybe we're just jumping the gun on this. Maybe there are multiple radio stations out there that have the same call letters.
Unfortunately, the FCC does not operate like that. When you are assigned a call letter, you are assigned a call sign for a set duration that you continue to pay for and you're licensed for. It is cost prohibitive. To sell and buy a lot of these names to do this kind of stuff. I mean, you can do it, he may have the money. I will never doubt someone that says they have money or actually shows they have money. I can't doubt that.
Oh, yeah.
But it just doesn't, something isn't clicking here.
But it's Brad.
But it's Brad, who's 23 now and says he's been doing radio since he was 12. By his own math, I think he says he's been doing it for like 12 years, which would have made him 12 or 13 when he started. I don't
care. A CB radio with button tape down does not a radio show make.
Well, I've tried that.
I think we both have to tell you the truth.
I like my CB. Anyhow, a four doo-doo-doo. WLXTFM, Syracuse, New York, is another one here. WLXTFM does exist as 96.3. And if I bring up my record here, yes, 96.3 in Petoskey, Michigan, which falls under W Light, today's hits.
So guys, let's.
Light96.com, owned by McDonald Garber Broadcasting Incorporated.
So, guys, look, let's.
Oh, I got one more.
Oh, you got one more?
One more, final one here.
Make it quick.
WZZCFM 104 just doesn't exist.
So, what we've got here is a guy with transmitters that, by the way, are running at such low.
Well, no, you know what? Well, for the AM ones, they're running at a perfect daytime.
Mm-hmm.
The FM ones are running a little low, but LPFM is okay. Mm-hmm. I like LPFM. I would do LPFM once I get my Grohl licensing anyway.
So, guys, you've got a guy here telling you that he's going to put you on the air on a station using calls letters that he doesn't own, on frequencies that he doesn't own, and with a license that, an FCC license that comes back very interesting on the FCC website. I'll let you guys look that one up for yourselves.
Yeah.
Now, you've been taken by Brad, and a lot of people have. There's a lot of people out there that know what Brad's up to and just kind of ignore it.
See, which we do.
There is a radio family out there, and when you get involved in this and you live with it for a while, an internet radio family, certain information about certain people leaks out. Speaking of certain information that leaks out, and I just want to kind of throw this out there. I listened to their podcast. I've listened to two or three of them now. And there's an interesting running bit with the guys over at Real Kid Radio. They seem to target my girl Scrappy here quite a bit. Did a little research. I found out why.
Well, you know what? We'll get to that because we are absolutely out of time for this week. I mean, as a matter of fact, let me just start the closing credits.
Well, let me allude to it.
What? I can't run the closing credits?
Hey, this is Brad from Let's Anal Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. Well, I know it's anal sex. You don't stop talking about anal sex. Anal sex. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. Anal sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Hey, this is Brad from Let's Anal Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's one or more people. Anal sex, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex, anal sex. I think it's immoral between two men. Well, I know it's two men. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's anal sex. 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 Hey, this is Brad from What's on Effect.
All right. I got to play the real outro.
That's not right. So, guys, we know why you pick on Scrappy. You seem to have a thing for targeting women.
Let's just run the credits.
All right, all right, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet...
Spankwagon Radio.
Internet radio show ever. Okay, this is our medium that we enjoy.
Guys, you are listening to the 3 second most compatible voices in all of internet radio.
You're listening to the single worst voice in internet radio, me. I'll say it, I have no qualms about this. We do have a lot of people we need to thank, and I'm going to do them right now. LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for you know, having the studio space, time, energy, effort, everything. Thank you so much. We can never say thank you enough. KC Host Radio Network. Juke, we love you. I may actually be down there this summer.
Dude, you told me tonight that Juke plays bass in a band?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A country band named River Guard.
Seriously? Juke, send us an MP3. We will play it.
Oh, yeah. Send us music. We got to thank Vox FM. Matter of fact, they were with us when RKR showed up on the radar. So we always appreciate them, regardless. You know, pro wrestling referees and everything.
Woohoo!
RLR.
Door from Hell Radio, Boulder, Colorado. We love Door from Hell Radio. I personally love what they do with the images on their site. They are some of the most creative.
They get funny with
Photoshoppers I've seen, and they're funny and they're good. Check them out. Showdown Network, used to be Showdown.net. go to their new site. It's a beautifully written site. They popped in, and they love it when we bring women on. We need to bring more women, successfully booked women on the show. We'll show their hooters for Showdown. We love them. Steel City. Jody writes funny promos. Great promo guy. Great production guy. We love them. We love Jody and what he does, because they're all internet radio syndicates. They're all out there doing, as Westmar would say, pretend radio. And I agree totally. Pretend radio. We love it. And finally, Arrow 97 Online. You know what? Yeah, we trash Brad a lot. It's not new. But you know what? He gives it back. He trashes us just as much back. That was recorded from an argument him and Murph had on air. And it was brilliant. We were loving it.
Brad, take us off the AM.
Take us off the AM.
Take us
we
off
don't,
your
we
pirate
We don't want to be on any of your AM or FMs.
Take
we
us
want
off
to be
your
internet
pirate radio.
Radio. We love our 2 AM slot.
I keep getting dirty looks from Trench. Take us off your pirate station, Brad.
But that's what it is. So, big thanks to all of our syndicates.
And
again,
the new syndicate.
We'll get to, actually, it's not fully launched.
Okay, next week.
But we have a new syndicate coming in. Let's just say London's calling.
Oh.
I think he may like that, or he'll slap me for being cliche.
Oh, well. You know.
I wear Doc Martens. You can't hit me. Oh, wait. They're made in China now. Fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm going to wrap this up quickly. Spankwagon.net. If you're not live, you'll find us in the archive. Podcast.lvrocks.com. Anybody got anything else to say?
MySpace.com/Spankwagon/Spankwagon Media. Don't forget those two. Good stuff coming down the road with us in a couple months. We'll keep you updated. But to be honest, guys, internet radio.
Nothing love it or leave it.
Woohoo.
Say goodnight, Scrappy.
Goodnight, Scrappy.